Hi everyone, welcome back to Friendly Horrors. This is a podcast hosted by me. My name is Alejandra. And yeah, Friendly Horrors is a weekly podcast where I tell you creepy stories like unsolved mysteries, ghost stories, paranormal activities, legends, murders, conspiracy theories, and anything else that is horrifying, terrifying, or anything in between that could keep you up at night. So the friendly aspects of this podcast is from having friends and family members of mine on the podcast to share their favorite horrifying stories. But because of the virus going on right now, just so you guys know, it is not cured yet, in case you forgot about that. But because of COVID, I actually have decided to do shorter episodes and call them epis. And these episodes are between 15 to 20 minutes long, and that is where I tell you either interesting, dumb, horrifying stories for that week. And yeah, I do want to remind you guys that all of these stories, everything and anything that I say is allegedly, so please do not sue me. So today I have a fairly interesting story, and I am going to tell you both a story that involves disappearing and a mystery. So today we are talking about the story of Bobby Dunbar. Bobby Dunbar was born in 1908 to a mother and a father. So the mom's name is Lessie Dunbar and the father's name is Piercy Dunbar. So Bobby was born the first child of four. In the summer of 1912, the family decided to take a vacation in order to escape the brutal summer heat. So, this is just something I was thinking about. This was a time before air conditioning. Okay, that's fine. Some people still don't have air conditioning. But this was also a time before, like, ice and, like, electricity everywhere and just stuff like that. So, like, they didn't even have ice, bro. Like, what are you supposed to do when it's, like, awful heat and they live down south? So anyway, I digress. So yeah, the family went on vacation and they went to Opelos, Louisiana, and they went to Sway's Lake. And in reality, this lake was actually a swamp, and you know what lives in swamps? Ogres. So they met Shrek and they had a family outing and they were very happy. Okay, I'm kidding, obviously. But yeah, swamps are actually covered in alligators. So there was a lot of alligators in this supposed lake, which was actually a swamp. So on August 23rd, 1912, Bobby disappeared. It was thought that he snuck out of the tent that night and probably walked towards the lake. So this disappearance led to an 8-month search to find Bobby. The thing they thought had happened was that Bobby must have drowned or somebody took him. So after looking through the swamp, they threw dynamite, they dissected alligators, and nothing. They even offered a money reward if he was rescued. So, total, they offered $6,000 of rewards. In today's money, that would be approximately $160,000 if they found this boy, Bobby. So, the dad offered $1,000 to begin with, you know, before the whole $6,000. So, then the rest of the town pitched in another $5,000, which totaled $6,000. That's a lot of money, especially those times where it would be approximately $160,000. So, and you know what, it kind of bugs me that the fact that they're only giving this much money because it's so important, because it was a little blue-eyed boy, you know, a little white blue-eyed boy. So that sucks. I know a person of color would never get this much attention, especially back in those days. I really hope I'm wrong about this, but it's just frustrating. Anyway, about 8 months after this disappearance, there was a call to the police stating that they saw a man who was with a boy that resembled Bobby. So this man was named William Cantwell Walters, and he was traveling to Columbia, Mississippi, or around there, and he was with a boy. So, quick side story about Mississippi. So when I was in middle school, I had this one classmate who always made a point to tell everyone whenever he could that he could spell Mississippi. You know, M-I-S-S-I-I-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S- it was so cool. And I always thought it was so funny because, dude, like, when do I ever need to know how to spell the word Mississippi that desperately, that quickly, like, out of nowhere? And every time I see that word, I just think about the story and laugh because, like, bro, like, it's never that serious. But yeah, that was my quick side story. So back to Bobby. All right, so William Cantwell Walters was traveling with a little boy around the same age as Bobby. He was blonde and had blue eyes. And so the police took this little boy and put him on a train back to his parents, or his supposed parents. So Walters had told the police some things, though. So this is what Walters told them. Walters told the police that this was not Bobby. He told the police that this was a little boy named Bruce Anderson, and that it was the son of his parents' caretaker named Julia Anderson. So they didn't believe him, of course. When they got the little boy back to his parents, Lisey and Percy, the Dunbar family didn't recognize him. The Dunbar family even told the police that the boy's eyes were too small. This wasn't Bobby. But that they didn't really do anything about it. And the boy didn't recognize the family either. He didn't recognize the siblings. And the siblings were like, bro, this isn't my brother. Like, so it wasn't until later, like maybe like the second day together, Lisey, which was the mother, gave the boy a bath. And she suddenly recognized him. She was like, he has the same moles and the same scars. This has to be my kid. Something must have happened to his eyes. Like, they got shrunk or something within those 8 months. I don't know what she was thinking. But in all honesty, I think that she was probably going through grief. But anyway, they lived happily ever after. And yeah, that's the end of that story. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm just kidding. After all, this is a podcast about the strange and mysterious. So yeah, I think Lessie was experiencing a lot of grief, which made her start believing that this boy was in fact her son, even though she knew that it wasn't. So soon a woman rushed from North Carolina to Louisiana, and the woman was named Julia Anderson, just like our good old friend Walter had said, and she wanted her son back. So remember, this was a time before DNA test, and there wasn't any solid way to know if Julia was actually the mother of this child. So here's what the police did. The police showed Julia 5 pictures of little boys. They all look similar, you know, little white boys with blue eyes and blonde hair. And they made her choose between these children which one was her child. But Julia couldn't do it. She couldn't identify her own child. So, without her child, she returned back to North Carolina. And that's the last thing we ever know about Julie Anderson. I did research and I couldn't find anything else about her. So, it wasn't until 1999, where Bobby's granddaughter, named Margaret, decided that she would find out the truth about this family mystery. So, she went to libraries, like the town's libraries, and she like read a lot of things and newspapers and all of this stuff to find out what the truth was. So Margaret tested the DNA of her father to the DNA of his cousin, and this cousin was the son of Bobby's younger brother. So one was the son of Bobby, and one was the son of Bobby's brother. Yeah, okay. So the results of these DNA tests would tell if this Bobby was indeed Bobby or if it was Bruce. So the results were, okay, think about it. What do you think? Do you think this was really Bruce or do you think it was Bobby? Think about it. I'll give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I think that was more than 5 seconds. But anyway, there was not a blood relation between the two after reading the DNA test. So this means that Bobby was actually Bruce Anderson. He lived his whole life with the Dunbars. Is that what they're called? I completely forgot their names. I just told a whole 9-minute story about them. Yeah, the Dunbar family. There was no relation. He lived his whole life believing that he was part of this family. I have a couple questions. They never, all of the research articles and things that I read, never said that Bruce, like, fought about it. He never was like, wait, this isn't my mama. Like, he never said anything. None of the stories reported that. And whether that actually happened or not, it wasn't reported. So, I'm wondering why Bruce didn't say, like, hey, my mama's name is Julia. This ain't her. But, regardless, that was the story. And there's so much to think about. Like, Julia was right. She couldn't tell her child from the others. That kind of sucks. But, I don't know. I want to say, like, oh my gosh, sometimes kids just look the same. But, like, I want to believe that when I have a child, I'll be able to distinguish it. Him or her or them. Not it. I didn't mean to call my future child an it. I'm so sorry. But, I really believe that I would be able to distinguish them. I hope. So that sucks. And also, Lisi, I said her name different every single time, but she couldn't distinguish her child either. And like I said, I believe this was grief. I believe that she wanted to believe that Bruce was her son, so she did it. She was like, yep, look, those moles. Yep, Bobby had those. But I don't know. And in all honesty, the thing that was most likely to happen was that Bobby was eaten by an alligator. And that sucks to say, but that's probably what happened if he was in the swamp at night. He couldn't see. And the family was sleeping in a tent. So they probably didn't hear him screaming if he'd screamed at all. So, like, imagine raising a child that isn't yours, believing it is yours. Like, I'm not talking about adoption. Adoption is totally fine. But, like lying to yourself, knowing damn well that is not your kid. Or maybe she did believe it was her kid. I don't know. And then also imagine getting your child taken away and not really being able to do anything. Because like I said, Julia was never mentioned in the stories again. I looked her up. I like tried to do all this stuff. I just found random people on Facebook. So that sucks. It really does. So yeah, she got her child taken away. She got to raise him as a baby and then never really see or hear from him again. Because these were different times. You couldn't just like find them on Facebook and like stalk them, you know? But yeah, anyway, that's all for this epi. This has been epi 12 of Friendly Horrors. So let me know what you guys thought about this story. I thought it was really interesting and I got sucked into a wormhole, which is why this podcast is kind of up a little later than usual. I'm really going to find a time where I could finally post them all around the same time, but no promises. But yeah, every episode is up on Monday for sure. And if you have any suggestions or stories to share about murders, ghost stories, creepy tales, or anything else horrifying, or any suggestions on how I can improve my podcast, please email me at friendlyhorrors@gmail.com, or you can leave me a review or find me on Facebook at Friendly Horrors. Also, please rate this podcast and share it with all your friends, family, and anyone in between. Or maybe if you hate this podcast, share it with everyone you hate. So then you feel like you're torturing them when in reality, you're helping me. Oh, no, you're not helping me. That would be awful if you bring all your haters here. okay, I'm kidding. But yeah, please remember to rate, share, and yeah, I would love to hear any and all feedback you have for me. So thank you for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate your time. Stay safe, stay healthy, keep protesting. Yeah, I truly appreciate all the time you take to listening to my beautiful voice. So please come back next week to hear more creepy stories, and I will see you then.